Hi guys, I'm Allie.
And I'm Kayla.
And today we're going to be going over the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard trial.
So we are going to also be going over the prior dates before the trial happens and just give you guys a timeline of before everything.
Right.
And so at first, Johnny and Amber started dating in 2012.
And they got engaged in 2014 and later got married in 2015.
Yet later on, May 21st, 2016, Johnny delivered divorce papers and said goodbye.
And then on that same night, there was a 911 call to Amber's apartment. But when police arrived, they found no injuries on Amber and no property damage. So then later, police officers would report that there was no evidence of any crime.
Right, and May 27th, 2016, a couple of days later, Amber publicly accused Johnny of domestic abuse.
And in a court document in 2016, Johnny's lawyers alleged that Heard was, quote, attempting to secure a premature financial resolution by alleging abuse, end quote. Johnny denied all allegations of abuse at this time.
And a couple months after, August 2016, the divorce was settled, and in January 2017, the divorce was finalized.
And then in December 2018, Amber Heard did an op-ed with the Washington Post titled, "Opinion, Amber Heard, I spoke up against sexual violence and faced our culture's wrath. That has to change." And a lot of people took this to mean that she was talking about Johnny Depp, even though she never said that it was about Johnny Depp. So that's something to keep in mind.
Right. And then in March 2019, about a year later, Johnny files a $50 million lawsuit against Amber.
An article in Independent News says, quote, Heard files a $100 million countersuit against Depp in response to his libel lawsuit, accusing him of allegedly orchestrating a smear campaign against her and describing his own lawsuit as a continuation of abuse and harassment.
And then the trial begins on April 11th, 2022.
And the trial is still going on as of today when we're recording this, but it's supposed to end around May 27th, 2022. That's not an exact date. So now going on to the trial itself. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's been a lot going on, and I first want to bring up the social media aspect
For sure.
Within the case.
Yeah, the way I found out about the case was through social media, you know. I see a lot of videos about it on my, like, TikTok for you page and everything. Even, like, on Instagram. Everyone is kind of talking about it on social media.
And it's very biased.
It is very
obviously
biased.
Obviously, a lot of people are siding with Johnny Depp, and a lot of videos are against Amber Heard and the things that she's done in trial. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and not to say that I, like, agree with Amber Heard or I agree with Johnny Depp, but I've seen videos on both sides, and a lot of them are these clips of the trial itself, but they are edited or skewed, or they have sound effects or subtitles to make it seem like one person is doing this one specific thing. There's a lot of things trying to make Amber's lawyers look stupid. There's a lot of things trying to make Johnny Depp look stupid. A lot of things trying to make Amber Heard look stupid. All of these things. And I just want you to remember that these videos are edited. This is not raw material of the trial itself. Okay. So,
getting into the facts about what has happened in the case. Mm-hmm. Just some assumptions and
different pieces of evidence, different events that occurred that are big deals in the case.
Which, fun fact, there isn't a lot of evidence, if I'm being completely honest. Especially on Amber Heard's side.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is hard because I think that there are accusations on both sides, especially because it's a suit and a countersuit. Mm-hmm. They both are saying that they think that they were being abused, that they've been dealing with domestic violence.
And it's just, it could be completely on both sides.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. It might not just be Amber Heard abused Johnny Depp. And it might not just Johnny Depp abused Amber Heard. It can be mutual. It can be they both abuse each other. So that's just something to keep in mind when you are you know, talking about the case, thinking about the facts.
Okay, so Depp was quoted according to saying, "The only person I've abused in my life is myself."
So one big part of this trial, I feel like this is something we need to talk about. Johnny Depp, in some way or another, ended up having his finger cut off. Whether he did that themselves, whether Amber Heard did that, all we know is that Johnny Depp is now missing part of his finger.
Yeah.
So Depp testified that Heard had become really mad at him when he had started drinking while they were in Australia. They were filming Pirates of the Caribbean, so that's why they were in Australia. And because Heard got mad, she ended up throwing a bottle of vodka at him, which cut off the top of his finger. And he was quoted saying, "Blood was pouring out." So that was his side of it. And now her side of it was that she never threw the bottles and Johnny cut his own finger off. And the evidence they had to support this was an audio clip that in like the very little background, you can kind of hear Johnny Depp say something like, "When I had my finger cut off." But it also kind of sounds like, "When you cut my finger off."
Yeah.
Like you really can't hear it. So that was their evidence for that.
So
we don't really know. Yeah. We kind of have no idea. And then another point.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp has really enjoyed playing the guitar. He got into it when he was 12, and he's found that it's been really helpful for his mental health. It's been a really good coping strategy. And so he's saying, like, why would I cut off my own finger if, like, playing music, if playing the guitar is the only thing that brings me peace?
Exactly.
But also, like, I think that we need to think, like, even if he cut off his own finger, no one in their sane mind in a good relationship cuts off their finger randomly.
Yeah.
So there's got to be something behind that, either way.
And Depp also claims that on Heard's 30th birthday, she punched him several times and later found
fecal matter,
which is on the bed, which he believes belonged to Amber. So yeah, it's so strange.
That was really funny. So basically, this is like really weird. I think there's pictures of it. I haven't looked. I don't think I watched the day of the trial when this was happening. But so basically, they got in a fight. Johnny Depp, there was someone texted him, I think. This is allegedly. I did not fact check this, my bad. But he found fecal matter on the bed, and when he talked to Amber about it, she was like, "Oh, it was our small dog. Our small dog pooped on the bed."
Yeah.
And he is fairly certain that it was Amber, but it's not like it was DNA tested, so we don't know. Of course, people will say what they want to say, so we...
And then there's also voice recordings.
We've talked about one of those.
Yeah, and there's a recording of Depp calling Heard, excuse my language, but quote, a slippery whore, and saying that he will burn her.
And I did decide that we're not going to say the full recording of everything he said because it is a little bit...
too much.
Explicit. So that's just a general thing. If you want to listen to it, it's out there. You can find it. So a big piece of evidence that has been in this trial has been voice recordings. So they both were recording each other. They were both filming each other. And a lot of people have been wondering, like, why were they filming each other? What do you think?
Yeah. I don't know. It's
kind of weird.
It's so messy on both sides.
It really is. It really is. Like, I want to talk about that really fast before we get into the rest of it. Because I still want to talk about the concealer and all that stuff. But it really, like, it's so messy on both ends. They both have issues that I think needs to be faced. But I don't know. I think it's really easy to just side with the person that everyone else is siding with. You know, most people are siding with Johnny Depp, but a lot of women's rights activists and feminists, I guess, are siding with Amber Heard because I don't really know why. I think it's because she was the one that originally came out and said that she was a victim.
Well, when people first heard it, they were all for Amber.
Right.
Because it's such a sensitive topic to bring up when, like, women's rights and standing up for yourself when it comes to being sexually abused, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's something that we just want to leave you with. Like, I guess we're not going to talk about the rest, but that's okay. But we just want to leave you with the reminder that, you know, originally everyone came out and was like, okay, Amber Heard is correct. They threw Johnny under the bus. Johnny was kicked off of Pirates of the Caribbean, lost a lot of his roles. No one was really siding with him. And now that the trial has started and a lot of the evidence has come out, Johnny Depp is a lot more listened to
and a lot seen more because believed. There's not any evidence really to prove that Amber actually was abused.
Remember that this is a trial about domestic violence, sexual assault, and a lot of these hard topics. So if you are someone or you know someone who is struggling with this type of thing, don't be afraid to reach out. It is so, so important.
Thanks for listening.